SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A grieving mother remembers her daughter. Oneida Sanders' daughter, Kennedy Sanders, one of three American service members who died when a drone fired by an Iranian-backed group hit their remote outpost in Jordan.
Kennedy was very outgoing. She was very athletic, very competitive. She was a very silly girl. She likes to laugh and play. She was known for her smile and laughing all the time. And she was just an all-around good girl, full of life.
In addition to Specialist Kennedy Sanders, Sergeant William Rivers and Specialist Brianna Moffitt also died in the attack. Home base for the troops was Georgia's Fort Moore. Meanwhile, at the White House,
the president is trying to figure out how the U.S. should retaliate against a deadly Iranian-supported attack on American soldiers without escalating tensions in the Middle East.
There's no easy answer here, and that's why the president is meeting with his national security team, weighing the options before him.
National security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does not want a war with Iran, but the president will act to defend American troops and interests. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, build a wall to help secure the southern border. A lot of Americans say yes. A new Quinnipiac University poll finds 52% of voters favor building a wall. A project started by then-President Trump, it was quickly abandoned by President Biden. The floodgates were open for massive illegal immigration and the flow of deadly fentanyl into the U.S. South Korea says North Korea is doing it again, firing more cruise missiles into the sea. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 66 points. NASDAQ futures off 16. S&P futures 7 points lower. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is joined in Hawaii.
Child Evangelism Fellowship is suing, claiming that state education officials are preventing schools in four districts from hosting Good News Clubs. Those clubs, which rent public school classrooms for after-school activities, are operating in most other states and have been approved by the courts. The suit says, quote, Hawaii's policies of unequal access, pretextual denials, and hostility to CEF's religious message violate the Constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are being blamed for the murder of at least 50 Christian villagers over 2 days in Nigeria's north-central Plateau state. The attacks prompted a 24-hour curfew and calls for authorities to take action against the two major terrorist organizations operating inside the country. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says the problem is much larger than the government is willing to admit. This is SRN News. Well, authorities are calling this guy a major league swatter.
A Washington state man who made more than 20 swatting calls around the country, prompting emergency responses to fake reports of bombs and shootings, has now pleaded guilty to four crimes. 21-year-old Ashton Garcia making the pleas on two counts of extortion and two counts of threats and hoaxes regarding explosive materials. Federal prosecutors say Garcia used voice-over internet technology to conceal his identity during those calls in 2022 and 23. Jason Walker reporting.
San Bernardino County sheriff's officials say six men found shot to death last week in the Southern California desert were likely shot in a dispute over drugs, specifically marijuana, and five suspects are now under arrest. More details, SRNnews.com.